from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian government prepares $3.5 billion for Sumatra disaster, opens door to public aid. Vice Minister officially opens 2026 Indonesia Commodity Futures Exchange trading. I'm Rahmawati. Here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto stated the government is committed to increasing disaster management budget allocation for the Sumatra region to 60 trillion rupiah, or about $3.5 billion. Furthermore, the government is opening its doors to aid from the public, communities, and diaspora, provided the distribution mechanism is carried out transparently. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto announced that the government has prepared a budget of 60 trillion rupiah, or around $3.5 billion, for disaster recovery in Sumatra. He made this statement while leading a meeting after inspecting the construction of Danantara housing units in Aceh Tamiang Regency, Aceh Province, on Thursday, January 1, 2026. President Prabowo emphasized that the government views disaster recovery in Aceh, North Sumatra and West Sumatra as its current top priority.
Initially, 51 trillion was proposed. I'm committing 60 trillion. Whatever we need, I believe with the efforts later, such as dredging the river estuaries, more funds will become available. It's not a problem.
In addition to relying on the state budget, Prabowo stated that the government is also opening opportunities for the public who wish to contribute aid to the disaster-affected areas in Sumatra. He hoped the public aid can be channeled through appropriate mechanisms to ensure it reaches the intended targets.
Kalau ada pihak yang tulus,
if there are sincere, well-intentioned parties who want to help, of course, as humans, we would not refuse assistance, as long as the aid is clear. So as I mentioned earlier, if any part wishes to make a donation, please go ahead. Write a letter stating, I want to donate this. Then we will report it to the central government and we will distribute it.
The president also affirmed that the government will not refuse aid, whether from domestic or international sources. The president invited all parties to focus on working swiftly so that post-disaster recovery can proceed quickly and alleviate the suffering of the people. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government continues to accelerate the recovery of post-disaster infrastructure in Aceh province, focusing on road and bridge repairs. In an official statement on Friday, Indonesian National Disaster Management Agency reported 13 national road sections are now functional, including several alternative routes connecting strategic areas in Aceh to support community mobility and logistics. The main connectivity from Banda Aceh to Medan via the eastern and western routes, as well as connecting routes to the central regions of Aceh, have now been reconnected. The agency also reported 16 bridges previously damaged by the disaster have been repaired and are operational. Furthermore, nearly all landslide sites have been addressed by early January 2026. The recovery of land access is expected to accelerate the rehabilitation of the energy, communication, and basic service sectors while strengthening Aceh regional resilience against future disasters. State Secretary Minister Prasetyo Hadi on Thursday stated the government has completed the construction of hundreds of temporary shelters for the Sumatra disaster victims to support post-disaster recovery, according to Prasetyo. The buildings constructed by Danantara Investment Management Agency are targeted to reach 15,000 units. President Prabowo Subianto had previously inspected the construction of these temporary shelters and appreciated the rapid development of the shelters.
Yesterday, to see and witness the temporary shelters already built by Danantara, amounting to 600 out of approximately 15,000 units planned to be constructed by Danantara.
State Secretary Minister Prasetyo Hadi added, besides temporary shelters, the government is also undertaking several efforts to prevent disasters from recurring, including through river normalization in the affected areas. We continue with the Indonesian government that will hand over 600 Danantara temporary housing units to local governments on January 8, 2026 to accelerate post-disaster recovery in the Sumatra region. This was stated by the CEO of Danantara Indonesia, Rosan Ruslani, in a limited meeting with President Prabowo Subianto in Aceh Tamiang, Aceh Province on Thursday. In constructing these housing units, Danantara used corporate social responsibility funds from state-owned enterprises. Rosan is targeting an allocation of 1 trillion rupiah for post-disaster recovery in Sumatra.
Kami pada saat ini sudah
We currently have targeted the expenditure from the CSR of all SOEs at approximately 1 trillion rupiah, Mr. President. With the completion of the houses and other materials we provided so far, we have reached approximately 655 billion rupiah. So that is the fund we have dispersed. And God willing, we can accelerate all the ongoing development.
Rosan added, within the next 3 months, Danantara is targeting the completion of 15,000 housing units spread across 3 provinces. The breakdown is about 12,000 units in Aceh, 2,000 units in South Tapanuli and Central Tapanuli, and 500 units in West Sumatra. Indonesian Vice Minister of Trade Diah Roro ST Widyaputri officially opened the 2026 Indonesia Commodity Future Exchange Trading in Jakarta on Friday. On the occasion, she stated, optimizing commodity futures trading requires the collective commitment of all stakeholders. In her view, leveraging opportunities and managing challenges are key to strengthening the role of future exchanges for the national economy.
Bapak-Ibu sekalian, untuk menjalankan...
Ladies and gentlemen, to execute and optimize these programs and potentials, the commitment of all stakeholders is certainly needed to seize opportunities and overcome challenges. There are only two keywords, cooperation and consistency. Finally, by saying Bismillahirrahmanirrahim and hoping for the blessings of Allah, I hereby officially declare the 2026 Indonesia Commodity Futures Exchange Trading open. May this year be a good year for this sector going forward.
Diahroro also emphasized opening this trading is part of the effort to strengthen the commodity futures trading ecosystem, including in price formation and enhancing business certainty for market participants. Still from Indonesian Vice Minister of Trade, Diahroro ST Widyaputri, who stated that Indonesia has successfully maintained its trade performance amid geopolitical dynamics and global economic uncertainty. Diah made this statement in her opening speech at the launch of the 2026 Indonesia Commodity Future Exchange Trade on Friday in Jakarta. According to her, this achievement was supported by Indonesia's highest exports in the crude palm oil sector.
Sepanjang Januari hingga Oktober tersebut tercatat surplus sebesar 30.
From January to October, a surplus of $35.88 billion was recorded. What we should also note together is that in the non-oil and gas sectors, the top-ranking products with our largest export value is animal and vegetable fats and oils, including CPO within it.
Lemak dan minyak hewan nabati, termasuk CPO juga di dalamnya.
On the same occasion, Diahroro also welcomed the implementation of renewable energy certificate trading through the commodity futures trading mechanism. This is part of efforts to promote green economic growth and achieve the national economic growth target of 8%. Moving on to the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, through its Ministry of Trade Cares program, distributed recovery aid to traders affected by disaster in Aceh Tamiang Regency. As of the end of December 2025, a total of 32 traditional markets in the region were recorded as severely damaged by floods and mud deposits that have paralyzed community economy activities since last November. As an initial step, the Ministry of Trade handed over 100 emergency tents at the Kuala Simpang market, projected to assist at least 295 traders in resuming their businesses. Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putri Wardana on Thursday stated the number of foreign tourist arrivals to Bali by air through the end of December 2025 is estimated to have surpassed 7 million visits. According to her, this figure represents an increase of about 11% compared to 2024, while visiting Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport in Badung, Bali. Minister Widianti declared such achievement a record high for foreign tourist arrivals to Bali. On the other hand, domestic tourist movement to Bali in 2025 was recorded at 9.28 million visits. We end the news with Indonesia's National Disaster Management Agency recorded a decrease in burned land area across six provinces on the island of Sumatra and Kalimantan throughout 2025. Based on data from 2015 to 2025, the agency recorded about 51,400 hectares of burned land in 2025, lower than the previous year's figure of around 95,200 hectares. This figure is significantly lower than in 2015. In a press statement on Thursday, head of the agency's Data Information and Disaster Communication Center, Abdul Muhari, stated this decrease is quite significant, especially considering it occurred during an El Niño phase, which typically worsens forests and land fires.
From the perspective of forest and land fire control, for example, we can see a significant reduction in burned land area. Starting from 2015, 2019, and 2023, which were on El Niño phase, 2024 and 2025 is actually not on El Niño phase, but we still observe a quite significant decline and control of forest and land fires.
Abdul Muhari added, throughout 2025, the most forest and land fires occurred in Riau, while areas like South Kalimantan were relatively well controlled. Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kala itu di akhir tahun bertemu dan kamu tinggalkan topi hitam, sisakan helai rambut ikalmu. Lama-lama kita terbiasa
Indonesia.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, have you ever imagined what if your death was celebrated by many of your peers and everyone around you? Imagine there's a parade around town after your death where crowds of people play music and dances. However, all this is done with pure love and no grudge at all. In Bali, the deceased are paraded to the afterlife for a sacred cremation ritual called Ngaben. Ngaben is a Balinese cremation ritual. In Balinese Hinduism, they believe one soul cannot move on until the body is properly purified by fire. So, this cremation ritual is an honorable duty. The deceased are being placed in a bowl-shaped coffin for males, or cow-shaped for females, and then paraded around town, carried by a group of people from the family home accompanied by a line of women with offerings on their head to a public cremation site, where there is a cremation pagoda tower or wadu. The body will then be cremated along the coffin and the tower. In the West, people attend funerals in black and silence. In Ngaben, everything is louder and more colorful. It is full of chants and prayers, and traditional Balinese music played in gamelan and dance performances. Everyone participating will wear traditional garbs. Sometimes the ceremony will be held for more than one body, and so lots of family members will participate. The ceremony, however, will not be held right away after someone is passing, and can happen weeks, months, even years after. The family might need to save money or wait for the right day, as chosen by the priest. Sometimes, you can see the Ngaben ceremony when visiting Bali. If you're curious about it, please be polite. Avoid wearing casual clothes or getting too close to the cremation, as you can disturb the ritual and disrespect the departed. With a funeral ceremony being held in the most unique ways of festivity and thick of Hinduism, Ngaben is a cultural heritage that makes Bali a must-visit once in a lifetime. Listener, death is the Indonesian wonder of Ngaben, Bali.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 in 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia.
Greeting like Indonesian. Selamat pagi. Good morning. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat sore. Good afternoon. Selamat siang is used from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Selamat sore is used from 3 to 6 p.m. Selamat malam. Good evening. Selamat tidur. Good night.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on this edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Bangun Pemudi Pemuda or Stand Up Youth by Keroncong Project Strada Pasar Minggu. The song Bangun Pemudi Pemuda is one of Indonesia's national songs that is often sung during national holidays, such as Youth Pledge Day, which is commemorated every year on October 28. The song was created by Alfred Simanjuntak, who was born on September 8, 1920, in Parlombuan, North Tapanuli, North Sumatra, Indonesia. When writing the song Bangun Pemudi Pemuda, Alfred Simanjuntak was 23 years old. At that time, he worked as a teacher at Sekolah Rakyat Sempurna Indonesia School in Semarang, Central Java. For his 60 years of service in education, Alfred Simanjuntak was awarded the Doctor Honoris Causa degree from St. John University. Well, listener, let's enjoy the keroncong version of Bangun Pemudi Pemuda by Keroncong Project Strada Pasar Minggu. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Heavy and my heart is weary, nothing's gonna change me 'cause lang ku kecupkaningmu, bukan hanya ada di dalam angan. Esok pagi kau buka jendela, kan kau dapati seikat kembang merah. Kau tahu ku mulai bosan bercumbu dengan bayang-bayang. Bantulah aku temukan diri, menyambut pagi, membuang sepi. Sejenak perjalanan, oh, oh, oh. Dan biarkan aku mengerti apa yang tersimpan di matamu, oh, oh, oh.
Barangkali di tengah telaga ada tersisa butiran cinta, dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi. Butiran cinta,
dan semoga kerinduan ini bukan jadi mimpi di atas mimpi.
Apa? Oh, mau jadi apa? kita bertemu dan kamu tinggalkan topi hitam, sisakan helai rambut ikalmu. Lama-lama kita terbiasa
kabarmu.
Kabarku baik saja.
Voice of Indonesia.
To wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.